Sure. Talk about Netflix. What they do with Netflix?
Yeah, so Netflix has a decision to make, and I guess they'll make it by tomorrow. But pretty much, Russia has put a spotlight on them, saying, "Listen, if you're not going to spread our shows and I guess our propaganda, we're going to ban you from the country." Mm-hmm. So, for Netflix, I feel like it's a pretty easy decision. If even just from a subscription standpoint, you got 1 million subscribers in Russia. I mean, you lose 1 million there.
Yeah, it won't matter.
It's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna change.
Dropping a bucket.
Yeah, it's not gonna change the scale of the business. But that's interesting. Like, they're looking at a streaming service. Like, mm-hmm. Listen, this is, hey, we're gonna put this sanction on you. Like, okay.
Well, what is important to play? See, now, what Russia does have in its favor is natural resources, mainly oil.
Oil. Uh-huh. Yes.
So even being out here, they were saying like the prices of gas could double if once they cut the pipeline mm-hmm. off from Russia. But now this puts OPEC in even more of a, you know, prime position to really manipulate the market however they want. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask Jessica about oil, but first, gold. I talked to you about this. What's the relationship between gold and wars in times of uncertainty?
Gold, precious metals, platinum, all precious metals, mm-hmm. platinum, silver, gold, all of them. You need to buy them when there's war. Now, in the foreign exchange market, you definitely want to be careful with your entries, yes. All right? Because right now, gold shot up. Uh-huh. Literally, when they declared war, gold literally shot uh-huh. all the way up, and it hit that negative 61.8. Now I'm expecting a pullback, uh-huh. all right? I'm expecting a pullback up until probably the end of this week, and then I'm expecting it to rise higher for sure. I wish I had my charts.
So yeah, and the market's going to do a dead cap out, which means
it's like,
there they are.
Yeah, right there. I know. Point about this level, like, right? But yeah, if gold shoots back up, of course, the market is going to taper up and then push back down, which is called a dead cap bounce. We talked about it before.
Yeah.
So you can play those two in tandem.
Tell anybody that's new, just explain what a dead cap bounce is.
It's just when a market shoots up really fast. So like if I go to Rucker and I score 58 points, game, I'm not scoring 58 the second. So my average is going to drop down. So the Dow is going to peak up really high, and then it'll slide back down, same with S&P 500, and then gold will take off. Also, you got to look at the volatility index. So if we get back to a level of like around 39, 44, that's where the market will start to top at. But we're at 31 now. It has room to push up. And I know Russia or Vitalik said he doesn't back them, but you have to look and see what percentage of Bitcoin does Russia own, more than 20%. Google how much Ethereum they own. Mm. Scary.
I mean, that's even interesting because Bitcoin, mm-hmm. right? The Ukrainian government, they've been receiving funds mm-hmm. through Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And so people have been sending a Bitcoin as a way for them to help them help themselves.
Yeah.
Was it like cryptocurrency is now a play in this?
I can make an argument that through supporting some of these coins, you are funding terrorism.
Mm.
Funny you say that because on the flip side, so 19 Keys put a post up. I just actually was looking at it mm-hmm. right before this, and he was saying how somebody from Ukraine. Let me actually read it so I don't misquote it. So he took a quote. He took a screenshot of somebody that was is in Ukraine who tweeted something. He said, "My Ukrainian credit cards don't work anymore. I'm safe physically in Kazakhstan, but all my savings are gone. Mm. Crypto is the only money I still have. And today I can say without any hesitation, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and NFT are going to save my life while I can't mm-hmm. come back home."
Mm-hmm.
And so that's interesting
mm-hmm.
because 19 Keys had posted it and he was saying how, you know, cryptocurrency, you know, the fall of the dollar and all of that stuff. And cryptocurrency is the wave. And mm-hmm. this is something that, you know, moving forward, you can't stop it. And, you know, the whole mm-hmm. thing behind that. So it's interesting that you said that you're funding terrorism because on the flip side, it's like, mm-hmm. this is the only thing that saved my life.
Even drug dealers in the hood gave out turkeys and
Mickey Ball.
So if, do you think a man smart as Putin would invade emotionally, when people in KGB or Russia are not that emotional, but it looks emotional, I don't think it's the main benefit. But if he can get control of the monetary system through crypto, and now this becomes a way to say, hey, you will have free access to your money and support, that will be a good initiative that he can then push if they then own a majority stake in crypto.
Yeah.
Like the major assets that we invest in cannot be non-American. You're then funding your competition.
Yeah.
At that point,
it was interesting when we were studying crypto, like 2016, 2017, and I just pulled up the privacy coins, and I remember Monero.
Yeah.
And then the knock on Monero was like it was funded the Taliban,
mm-hmm.
and it was funding like all these type of militias throughout the world, and nobody knew about it because it was untraceable because it was a quote unquote privacy coin.
Yeah.
And so now they hear that these actual cryptos like Bitcoin are actually helping fund a war on the other side that is defending themselves. It's like, this is pretty interesting. Yeah. Like stuff like it's funny how these things go in circles.
Can I ask you guys a question? Would you personally fund a non-EYL podcast monthly?
No.
Then why, as Americans, will we fund a non-American coin, a non-American company?
Well, to play devil's advocate, if you can say funding American companies can be detrimental also. Like you could say you could be funding detrimental things that's happening in the world by supporting the American dollar or supporting this X, Y, and Z company in the stock exchange. Like, you know?
That's true in prison systems and stuff like
prison
that.
Prison systems.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
All kinds of stuff. Yeah. It's not like every country has a clean slate.
Or every company.
I agree.
Huh?
Or even every company.
I agree.
Has a clean slate.
There is no clean company post $2 billion, right? But
that's the number?
Yeah, post two.
After we get to two, everything there.
Yes.
They did something filthy.
Love you guys. But I think there's been a propaganda push to fund a lot of these companies that have non-American founders for an ulterior reason. And other, we've seen it here. Other countries are a lot more strategic than we are. Literacy is a lot higher. Like I was telling all the Black Brits here, I'm like, yeah, you guys are way more intelligent than most people I come across in the States. Like you guys are brilliant. So if they're thinking 5, 10, 15 year horizon, and Putin has wanted his revenge for 15 years, this isn't new. He didn't wake up 2 weeks ago and be like, God, now I want war.
Right.
We have to be very careful with the things that we fund.
Speaking of geopolitical things, Jessica, you said something before where you said like, how as stock guys, we watch company earnings. Mm-hmm. And you was like, you watch the news for like news report. Like, that's kind of like the company earnings is like, what's happening on, like, can you talk about that?
Yeah, so our economic indicators that we primarily look at, we look at GDP, consumer price index, producer price index, all pretty much like the same things that you guys look at, but we look at-
Can you say those again?
We got time.
So shout out to Dream Team, because we trade those in a bond market and-
I'm trying to type it.
So Mike, clip this up. What are the four major indicators?
Okay, so our four major economic indicators, we look at gross domestic product.
Yes.
All right. We look at consumer price index and producer price index. So how much are consumers spending? How much are producers producing pretty much, right? We look at non-farm payroll. That's a big one.
Big
it comes
one.
Out on the first Friday of every single month. Big and it gives us a big, big, big understanding on unemployment, employment, how many jobs were added to the market, but that's how we make most of our money. So when we look at, like, we look at everything from a macroeconomic level when it happens in different economies. Now, non-farm payroll is only a U.S.-based economic indicator, but we do look at GDP of, like, let's say, Great Britain. Mm-hmm. I trade GBP USD, which is Great British Pound versus U.S. dollar, Great British Pound versus Japanese yen, which is GBP JPY. I trade them the most. And then I also trade XAU USD, which is that gold that we were just talking about. Those are the main ones that I look at. Now, you know how you guys tell people, okay, don't look at every single company, only pick a few. Mm-hmm. That's how it is with us in the foreign exchange market. You don't look at every single economy, right? It's a lot to look at. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're pairing two economies against one another.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at different economies, but I only trade GJ for the most part, GU and gold. So I'm always studying the Japanese yen economy, always Great Britain economy, and always the euros.
Fewer is better. So when I tell you guys trade the S&P 500 bond market, you're good. On the future side, 6B is a British pound. Once again, 6J is a Japanese yen. So if you pair them together, you'll be fine. But the fewer things you trade, the more you can master.
Because there's so much money to be made on an everyday basis in each of them. You don't have to trade. Well, I mean, you guys, companies, you don't have to look at every single company to make money. Me, I can make so much money just from like this, like I said, the two to three trades a week.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
Mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.